It's Tuesday, September 7th. I'm Travis Tyke on the Daily Six with the Coin Podcast Network. Today, President Biden will visit New York and New Jersey to survey the damage left by last week's storms. At least 50 people died after Hurricane Ida triggered flash flooding across the region. On Monday, President Biden declared a major disaster in the two states, clearing the way for federal aid to the area. The Taliban says it has recaptured all of Afghanistan. Yesterday, the group announced that it had conquered the last province that had remained outside its control. Despite the defeat, opposition leaders vowed to continue their fight against the Taliban. And public health officials are bracing for another possible COVID-19 surge after the long Labor Day weekend. Many Americans traveled to mark the unofficial end of summer. Airports were busy even though the CDC warned unvaccinated people to stay home. The TSA says the number of passengers was just 14% less than the last pre-pandemic Labor Day in 2019. Oregon Governor Kate Brown will be joined by OHSU leaders today as she holds a press conference to address the state's COVID-19 response. Representatives from the Oregon Health Authority and State Department of Education will also be there. The meeting starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can watch it on coin.com. Statistics from Portland police show there has been more than 850 shootings this year in Portland, with 9 shootings happening in just 16 hours this week. According to Portland police, no arrests have been made in 42 of the 62 homicides that have happened so far. Now, community leaders are calling on the city to do more to stop gun violence. A woman struck by a bullet while sleeping at her home in southeast Portland overnight. Portland police said a woman was hit by an apparent stray. The woman's injuries are non-life-threatening. Police are still investigating. This has been the Daily Six. Make sure to download, listen, and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River. Fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt.
The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, coming this September on the Coin Podcast Network.